Hi, everybody. Welcome to This Month in Small Business on the Michigan Business Network. Michael Rogers here, joined by small business advocate Chris Holman. Chris, I always look forward to our visits every month because it gives me a chance to catch up on all the great events and activities that you and your colleague Jeff Mosher have been up to, covering events around Michigan. So I'm excited to hear what you guys have been up to this past month.
Well, you know, we've put a lot of miles on the old truck here, so we've been around a little bit. And, you know, Jeff and I hit the road on a few of these, and Jeff hit the road on a bunch of these and took some other crew members. And but I think we want to start off probably Traverse City. Is always a great...
That was the very start of it.
Yeah. Is it? Was it? That, yeah. That's always a great place to start anyway.
Yes.
And we were up there for the CAR, the annual, what they call it, management briefing? Or
Center for Automotive Research Management Briefing Seminars. Four-day event. We kicked in on day three of that and day one of another event that we'll mention in just a bit.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because one of the reasons we love going up there, first of all, it's like a mini family reunion in the automotive technology area. And they always want us up there to cover things. And what comes out of there usually are some pretty good gems of not only a wide spectrum of suppliers and people who are working in that space, but also some new technological advances. This is the first time I remember walking in from the parking lot and walking past four different brands of cars being charged.
Yes.
As opposed to filled with gas, right? And so that was a big part of it. The electric vehicle and autonomous car was a lot of the talk that was up there, et cetera. And we, you know, we really wind up interviewing also a pretty broad spectrum of folks. One gentleman from Bosch, who is a supplier.
Yes.
And, of course, we always talk to the executive director. He always jumps on, does a great job.
Dr. Jay Barron.
Yep. And it's always fun to have Jay on and the things that he talks about. And all in all, I thought it was like one of the better better ones we've been to, wouldn't you say?
We were just jam-packed with a ton of different interviews to accomplish on getting the perspective from all those different areas which you were mentioning. And lo and behold, by the time we had to leave, we hadn't had a chance to really go into the big room and listen to the lectures. And luckily online, Center for Automotive Research has all those great seminars of management briefing online as well. So
yeah. Took a lot of great photos, you know, and the irony is when you go up there and the dilemma we always have is there's two events going on simultaneously, and we like to cover them both. The other one is, you know, we packed up the truck, ran across town a couple miles out to the big resort center in the
Hagerty, yes, for Northwestern Michigan College. And that's been the host location for the Michigan Lean Consortium, and this was their seventh annual conference. We probably covered five, if not six, of those annual conferences for Deborah Leventrosser and MLC.
And, you know, the beauty of this, you know, the Hagerty Center is that it's attached to Northwestern College,
yes,
which is also a maritime college and a maritime museum. And the whole time outside the window are these beautiful blue skies and blue water and classes going on where they're tutoring people on tugs or they're tutoring them on diving and things like that. So that's where a lot of the research, the freshwater research, takes place as well. But it's a great venue up there. And, of course, as you know, the Lean Consortium is, it's not just, we always think of lean and I guess as manufacturing, and it's really not. They bring it to all walks of life.
Yeah, from education to government to even the nonprofits that want efficient ways to do their processes.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, some turnover there. We always meet some new people who are heads of whatever, you know, and get their latest take on all this and why they're involved in the thing. And then we always sneak in the lunch line there. We don't tell anybody, but, you know, it's a great venue. And Lean, there is an incredible place for the study of Lean and how it applies to, you know, cutting waste, cutting scrap after things are done, how to be more efficient. And more importantly, even is the continuum of that process and the continual improvement of that process. So those are the kind of things that go on, and there are breakout sessions through the day and number of speakers.
Exactly. A three-day event, 2 days of the lectures and speakers and the things, and then a whole extra credited learning opportunity that was the wrap-up on that Friday for them. So we were in on the first day on Wednesday.
Well, what I love about covering that is we do our show, and then all of a sudden I get to take a little break while Well, Jeff is the producer for Deb Leventrosser's show on this very network. So that's another great place to pick up some of this stuff. And certainly she made a show out of her remote.
She did very well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And well, before we wrap up, real quickly, I'm going to give one of the nearly dozen others. And it is Sparrow, a Cancer Survivor of the Year at their new Herbert Herman Cancer Center. Mm. Sparrow Health System invited folks in to meet an individual that had the melanoma and has survived it and was able to take care of her family and move on. And she's also been doing some great things in the Lansing community.
We want to talk. Let's start the next segment with that, too, because there's a lot of things to be said for that. So we've got Jeff on the road here for another full segment.
All right. Sounds great. Great report from Jeff Mosier and Chris Holman, Small Business Advocate, on what the Michigan Business Network's been doing around the state covering issues and events. My name is Michael Rogers. The show is This Month in Small Business on the Michigan Business Network. Back with more right after this.